Yeah, it's one you look forward to when the fixtures come out. Obviously, going to Anfield, there's a lot of history there. It's a great football club and they've got good fans and world-class players as well. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, but it's one that, as a Premier League player, you relish and you want to play in these games. You want to do well in these games and show that you belong at this level.
To be singled out as a club, I think Klopp said you had the best game plan of everybody that they've played against this season. Do you take that as a great compliment?
Yeah, we do. We look at game plans every game we go into. So for someone, a top manager of a top club like Liverpool, to say that is a huge compliment to us all. I'm sure they'll be expecting something similar at the weekend, and we will try and frustrate them, but they didn't find it easy to break us down last time. I'm sure they'll be looking at other ways to do that. It's not going to be easy for them, as it isn't going to be easy for us, so it'll be interesting.
How big was that victory over Liverpool at home to get you up and running and maybe to set the foundations of what you've gone on to do?
It was massive. I think it gave us the confidence to kick on from that, and then coming so early in the season. I think last time the Premier League took 10 games to get a win, and that was only the second. So like I say, our two strikers scored the goals, we kept a clean sheet, so it couldn't have gone better in any way. So came out of that game buzzing and just desperate for the next game to come, and I think that was the start of our good home form as well.
Did that set the tone? You talk about having a game plan and you've always had that in the Championship. Did that prove that it'll work in the Premier League?
Yeah, obviously, coming up a league, you never know if these game plans are going to work as well, and we've always been a team that sort of played on the back foot, soaked up pressure and gone the counter-attack, and I think that worked really well in that game, and we've just carried it on and used it in a lot of games, especially at home, and picked up a lot of points for it.
From a personal point of view, is there always that bit more spotlight when you play against one of these massive teams, particularly with international ambitions and stuff like that? Do you find yourself under more scrutiny in these matches?
A little bit, yeah. Like I say, if you want to play at an international level, you've got to play well against top players. So it's as simple as that, really. You need to go into these games and prove that you can handle these players, because these are the types of players you'll be playing against if you play for your country. So it's a challenge that, whilst it's very difficult, one that I look forward to, and one that I try and use to prove to people that I am good enough.
Does it kind of work? I want to say audition, but not quite like an audition, because it's very important. But yeah. This is the closest you'll get to playing international top class players without playing international football.
Yeah, definitely. When you come to places like this and clubs like Liverpool, they have a lot of international players, as we do now nowadays. But it's a different level when you go to places like this. So to test yourself against these players gives you a marker to see where you're at.